Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yowza! Going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, where was it weaved?
Karl Marx woven. Is in charge now.
Really?
Karl Marx and his Muslim follower, Mamdani.
Oh.
Big winner in New York. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. If you're just joining us, yeah, the Dems won big pretty much everywhere, including Prop 50 in California. So if they gerrymander their way through it, they could probably end up with possibly four more seats.
Wow.
In the House. And also Gainesville referendum, people voted yes. And I mean overwhelmingly, like, you know, three quarters of the people voted for it, and the turnout was utterly
abysmal.
Yeah. Well, you here again, you're in a similar situation to what we've seen in the past, where you're going to have about 6% of the population of Gainesville calling the shots.
Yep.
For the other 94%, and apparently that's how people want it. They're like, oh no, it's an election. I'm scared. I don't know what the problem is. All right. But I want to move on for now anyway, and we'll go back over all those. Oh, and Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us in an hour. Not a wallflower, as Greg would say. Probably has an opinion or two.
Yes.
On the outcome here of these elections. Listen to this. So a federal judge has ruled that the Bureau of Prisons must provide sex change procedures to a convicted pedophile who recently began identifying as transgender. Brian Buckingham, 47, is serving more than 21 years in prison for sexually abusing his 10-year-old son and producing child sex abuse images. Shortly before sentencing, Buckingham began identifying as Nanny Love.
Oh, my goodness.
Nanny Love.
What a freak show this is.
And claimed to be female. Now, in court filings, Buckingham claimed that being unable to access previously provided gender-affirming treatments like hormone therapy had worsened his depression and suicidal thoughts. Attorneys for Buckingham argued the sex change procedures were medically necessary to treat gender dysphoria and that denying Buckingham access to them is a violation of his Eighth Amendment rights.
Wow.
Well, if you look up dysphoria, it is the state of profound unease, dissatisfaction, or unhappiness. It can be a symptom of various conditions, including depression, anxiety, and gender dysphoria. Now, according to this AI explanation, gender dysphoria is specifically refers to the distress caused by a mismatch. No, it's a perceived mismatch between a person's gender identity and the sex that they were assigned at birth. It is not mental illness itself, but the distress, anxiety, and depression associated with it can be significant. So basically, what this judge is saying, it is the job of the Bureau of Prison to make this person happy.
Oh, my goodness.
To remove their distress, their unease, their dissatisfaction.
I think being in jail is supposed to be a little, feel a little dissatisfaction and dis-ease.
Well, that's the thing is, now, if somebody else, if they're depressed, could they get treatment for depression? Probably. Yeah, probably, right? They could get on medication. Okay, but what if they wanted an operation? What if they said, you know, nothing would make me happier than to get rid of this arm? There's no doctor that would remove your arm because you hate your arm. You feel like it's never been a part of your body.
But I'm not happy with it, Bob. I'm dissatisfied.
Well, that's the whole thing is it their job to make you happy? Because, look, the way the medical system works today, for the most part, is they're not necessarily looking for cures. Okay?
No.
They're treating symptoms. Mm-hmm. So treat the guy. Treat the guy for his distress. Treat the guy for depression or anxiety or both. Treat the guy for that. But don't give him a sex change operation. Isn't that bizarre? And remember, he's a pedophile. His own kid. He's 47 years old. Now, if he has that sex change operation, wouldn't he then go to a women's prison?
That will be where they usually decide they want to. That's the next push. That's the next agenda.
This is bizarre. We're still stuck in this like bizarre world where they think that a sex change operation is a cure.
No.
They're finding out that it is far from that. They're finding out that people who suffer from this gender dysphoria also have all kinds of dysphoria in general. And that there is an unease, an uncomfortableness, a dissatisfaction, an unhappiness that comes with getting the operation and it not being what you thought it would be. It wasn't the cure-all.
It's not the real problem.
Right. The real problem generally tends to be between your ears, not between your legs. But for whatever reason, these lefty judges somehow, I don't know, think that they're, I don't know what they think they're doing, but it's a form of mental illness. Look, why do we even have pedophiles? Don't we agree that that's abhorrent, unacceptable behavior? But wait a second. If that's the way the person was born, that's who they really are.
You can't discriminate.
That's who they're really attracted to. Hey, and if they don't get with little kids, they have a sense of unhappiness, dissatisfaction, profound unease, depression, anxiety. Oh my gosh. So who are we to say that pedophilia is wrong? Right? Aren't we going down that path? What if he really wanted? I know this is an exaggeration, but you have to consider it. What if he really wants to be with his buddy, the German Shepherd?
Yep. Now, see, when you go there, they all go, oh, well, you're just being ridiculous.
No.
Yet in our society, we have that whole man-boy society where they're supposed to be able to have access to little boys.
Yes.
That's in our country, people.
Look, it is all, again, between your ears. You know, I have this significant, you know, desire. This is another one. Why do we give in to people's desires?
Right.
right?
Well, their newest thing, though, is that, you know, by you not going along with them, suicide is higher. No, they've got mental illness. That's why suicide is higher.
What if you really want to have more than, one wife? Well, they outlawed that years ago. Mm-hmm. But you're depressed because you can't be with both of the, or all five that you're in love with. That, and that person really feels that way. Who are you to say, but shouldn't you provide for that person's happiness? Hey, all I want is my five wives.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy.
Well, I think on that particular one, Bob, I think men have come around that it's not really a good idea.
No. So. Usually, sometimes one is more than enough. But, I'm just trying to tell,
you're right.
Bring up the thing that because someone's thought is that way, you know what brings me satisfaction? Murdering somebody. It really brings me a sense of excitement. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that's true. We know there's a sliver of the population that gets sexually excited over the idea of terminating someone's life.
Yep.
So what do? You say, well, you can't do that. You're going to have to adjust to your dissatisfaction, or you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And Tan, what's bugging you?
Yes, I'm calling about the man that you were talking about just a while ago about molesting his son. Other than our tax dollars going to try to make him comfortable and to treat him, I think that our tax dollars should go to treating his son, because he's going to have a lifelong problem with what his father did to him. And it's hard to believe that his son is the only one that he's damaged.
Yeah, true. And yeah, you don't think his son will be suffering from depression, anxiety, and unhappiness? That's a great point. All right, let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? This trend in all the newer certain model cars to have run flat tires, no spare, no jack. Well, my wife got a nail on the shoulder of her tire that couldn't be replaced. Well, guess what? Two tires, $1,200. And if she had all-wheel drive, you have to replace all four of them, and more than double that. And that's what's bugging me.
Wow, I didn't know you had to replace all four.
It is a frustration, and I think some of the manufacturers have gotten in trouble because I think some of them were kind of a little in cahoots on the all-wheel drive systems.
Yeah, pushing that.
If you have the slightest bit of wear on one, you'll just ruin your multi-$1,000 all-wheel drive system. And like, the roads aren't flat.
Right.
They're out of sync all the time.
Yeah, driving in gravel, I mean, come on.
I do not believe it. I think it's a scam.
And you can always switch over to regular tires.
No, the whole point. If you
don't like that, what's behind that?
Yes, but any tire, they're saying if one wears, it has to do with the system.
Oh, that's a loaded
garbage.
Oh, no,
that one now that's got more wear. You're going to wear out your.
No, that's baloney.
I'm with you.
You. Cahoots.
Yeah,
or a racket. My dad would call
it a racket.
Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends, and good morning, America. I tell you what's bugging me this morning is, you know, when we go to vote, we pretty much, whether it's the presidential or the governor, we know who we're getting. You know, you see a million advertisers or advertisements on each of the candidates. But when we go to vote and we see six or seven of these judges on the ballot, you know, we don't get the information like we do with a presidential candidate or a governor or something like that. We don't get that information of what these judges really are into or what they believe. And I think we need to get more intel as a voter. I mean, I stick Republican all the way, whether it's Republican, Democrat, judge, I go Republican. But with these judges, they're coming out of the woodworks crazier and crazier every day. And when you tell me that my tax dollars have got to pay for a convict sex change, I got a problem with it, America.
Some of these judges, obviously, they're appointed, but you're right. And look, we've tried to do, like, interviews, and the judges, they can't talk about a lot of subjects because that could impact a future ruling or something that they would have to deal with. And they've already sort of given away a bias, if you will, possibly.
And they're not supposed to have an opinion.
Right.
I get it.
I know. It's tricky. It really is. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So the new political landscape in America is going to be Americanism versus communism as of last night. And I'm really upset with the Republican Party, Bob. The ground game that they had in Virginia and New York was null and void. And I'm going to give a prediction. So now that they're teeing up Newsom, okay, he's going to make a run. They're going after Trump in 2026, folks. And if you can't figure this out, they're going to try and impeach the dude. They're going to try and stop the MAGA process. And a big prediction for Florida, they've already flipped. I mean, as far as the state of New York, it's completely with Hochul and now Mondami, it's completely gone. And all eyes are on Florida. It's in play. Texas is in play. And if the Republican Party cannot figure out that if they're going to lose this by not engaging, and you're going to lose Florida, you're going to lose Texas. And once you do that, you're going to lose the country. And I don't understand the Republican Party. Are they in on it? Or are they just that stupid? They're underestimating their enemy. And right now, the enemy is winning. This is a fight for the survival of our nation, Bob. I'm trying to get the warning out.
Yeah. No, and you have done so. Let's go to Donna. What's bugging you?
well, previously with a guy just said before me, that's really bugging me. But the amount of stupidity that's going on in this country and the lack of the Republicans doing what needs to be done and the lack of these people doing what needs to be done, we're going to lose our country. We have our soldiers who went overseas and fought to prevent these things from happening in our country. And now they're back with all the stuff that's happened to them over there and things that we couldn't even imagine happening in our lives. Now they're dealing with seeing the same people they were fighting to protect our country from are now taking it over.
Yeah, there's a theory that, you know, used to be floated around. I think it was George Will was one of the people behind this. And he said, you know, you've got about every 20 years, you have to have a socialist in some position of power to remind people of why we don't want socialism.
Interesting.
And I thought that was interesting. Yeah. So let's go to Wayne. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to say ditto to all the callers that's calling in. But here's the one thing I want to say, what's bugging me, this victory lap that the Democrats are taking. You know, aside from the fact that Alachua County didn't allow half the voters to vote because they live outside of the city limit, is disenfranchising them. And Mondani was on the ballot twice. But here's the thing. They were in blue states that Trump lost, and their victory lap is like the high school first string team, football team, the first string playing the second string, winning, and claiming that they're the state champions. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're doing the rebuke of MAGA. No, it's not MAGA country up there anyway.
No.
Come on.
Nope.
Trying too hard.
We'll dig in further, I can promise you that. It is 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 8:05, I'm sure she's got an opinion or two, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 7:36, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Election results, wow. We'll get into it in just a second, but I want to talk about something good. Coming up Saturday, it is the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride honoring our veterans. And I want to make sure that you know all about it, because it is this Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. Brought to you by the American Hometown Veteran Assist. They're a 501c3 group that helps our veterans. Things that fall through the cracks, that's what they take care of. So this ride this year is going to begin at AmVets Post 88. That's in Archer. All right. That's on State Road 24 in Archer. And it's going to end at Suwanee County Fairgrounds. And yes, they have a place inside. But like I said, the weather is going to be absolutely awesome. So there's no concerns on that at all. For more information, just do a search on Bikers on Parade 2025, and you can pre-register. And that is going to be a great event. And yearly, and it's been going on for quite some time. And gosh, usually get hundreds of folks that are going to participate. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the closest this area ever gets to any sort of a veterans parade. Mm. They've never had one.
Isn't that amazing?
In the Gainesville area. So, yep. Everybody's invited. Doesn't matter what you ride, et cetera, et cetera.
That's cool.
Hey, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, said, look, the government doesn't open up soon, we're going to have to shut down some airspace. Now,
wow.
In other words, where could you get away with that? I mean, the way all the flights work, you know, you've got smaller airports that lead to the big hubs, and where would you cut and not have it be like throw the whole system out of whack? I don't even know how you'd go about that. But what are they waiting for? So the Democrats had some big wins last night, but it's not really shocking. I think some of the margins might have been a little bit, like thought might have been a little closer. But no, look, New York, you've got Mom Donnie there. And it doesn't matter all the stuff about him, his background or lack of background or who his friends are and who he surrounds himself with. And the fact that he, you know, unabashedly calls himself a socialist.
I know. Not even trying to hide it.
You know, let me speak to that real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about a lot of people were mad because Curtis Sliwa did not drop out. And apparently he was offered money, bribes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it, really the spoiler very well could have been Cuomo.
Yes.
He already lost in his party's primary. He lost.
Mm-hmm.
But oh no, he had to go back in it.
I mean, when your own party doesn't want you?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah, if you couldn't win in a primary, but you think you can win in the general.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure there's a little bit of a reset there. And for people who say, oh, well, Sliwa wasn't, you know, a great candidate. He couldn't be taken seriously wearing his beret or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you, well, I'm sure that he would have done a much, much better job than what you're going to see out of Mom Donnie. But why couldn't in a city that large, why couldn't the Republicans come up with a really strong candidate? They had nobody that they could that wanted to run, I guess. You know, why is that? So yeah, there's issues there for sure, but the Dems won big. It could end up helping the Republicans in the midterms, because people are going to say, wait, we're having the socialist Democrats being elected and winning. No, we can't have that. We need to show up at the midterms and support President Trump, even though he's not on the ballot. If you get, if you get the House or the Senate back in the hands of Democrats, well, it'll be extremely difficult for President Trump to get anything done. It's difficult enough. We need better numbers, actually, not the other way. So you've got that locally. You've got the a GRU referendum, as we were calling it, and we told everybody to vote no. And
we are getting some new numbers on that. It still doesn't look good, but we're getting some updated numbers from those. So
it might be a little bit.
It's still bad. It still sucks, but yeah. I want them to be accurate. That's all.
Yeah, and this will probably be settled in the courts because the issue is larger than what a city referendum. I mean, it's the governor already stepped in. The state legislature spoke. I don't think that they can just put something on a referendum and make it stick, especially when it affects 30 to 40% of their actual customer base for GRU is outside the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
So that really that right there would disqualify it in my mind. And let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Shep. You're on the air.
You know, guys, I was thinking about this. As I said, I grew up in the urban cesspool of NYC, the Bronx. And back in those days, when I was a kid, we had a lot of Soviet Union escapees who were in their 60s and 70s, in the 60s and 70s. And, they used to tell us horror stories about life in the Soviet Union. And I've often said the only thing darker than their stories were their jokes. But, as I got older, I got to be an arrogant teenager. I was sitting in history class and I asked the teacher, Ms. Palmer, I said, this is all in the past. Doesn't matter anymore. Why do we need to learn history? And she says, so we don't make the same mistakes again. And I just laughed. I said, yeah, hasn't worked, has it? And I just want to point out here that these people who think that socialism / communism is going to work, every time you point out that it has never worked, they say, that's because it wasn't done right. Well, from what I can see, it's like the Wile E. Coyote of political systems. It looks great on paper, but when you try to put it into practice, it crashes and burns. See you later.
All right, Shep, always a pleasure. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher said socialism is great until you run out of other people's money to spend. It's been said that it doesn't spread the wealth. It ends up spreading the misery. And there's truth to all of that. But yeah, again, haven't learned from history. No, this time it's going to be different. It's going to be better. People, I guess a lot of people just think, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And if you can vote yourself a raise, so to speak, then that's going to be the beginning of the end. Because eventually, again, you run out of money. And we did. We ran out of money, how many trillions of dollars ago? Yeah. I can't even keep track anymore.
It was 37, right? But it changes all the time.
You can't even fathom that.
No.
It's crazy. What are these? The latest numbers?
Some more that I got, yeah.
Yeah, and it's still pretty much the same. Approximately 75% of the voters in Gainesville voted yes on the referendum, and approximately 25% said no. The total vote count as of this summary is 14,474. They're saying that the voter turnout is 19%.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty dismal.
Yeah, even though the numbers came up, the ratios didn't change enough, and it just shows not enough people will get out and vote.
I guess that it was made a partisan issue by those on the left. And I guess if you position it that way, then all these old school hippies and what have you, they're going to support the powers that
sure.
be. They're going to support the status quo.
Right.
But I mean, for most people, their power rates are going to end up going right back up, and then some, because the city has used GRU as its own piggy bank,
mm-hmm.
taking money right off the top. Well, there is no extra money. The extra money they're using to try to pay down debt, they're just going to scoop right off of that because, frankly, they don't care.
No, they've proven that.
Yep.
They don't care.
All right. I'd be a terrible Republican, but I'll just be a very honest Democrat. I'll tell you who said that. And also, Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at 8:05. Currently, it is 7:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Is it the end of the red as we know it? Is Donald Trump's reign over? The king! The king has no clothes. It is 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And look, the fact of the matter is Dems won big. They won everything. They won Prop 50 out in California, so they're going to gerrymander the hell out of that state and get more Democrats in the House. You've got New Jersey went Democrat. New York went socialist with Mom Donnie. Virginia was a mess. Apparently, Winsome Sears didn't run a really a very effective campaign, and even the attorney general was the guy who said all his nasty things about wanting to kill a nemesis or somebody he didn't like.
At his kids.
At Jay Jones. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy stuff, but they won nonetheless. Now, and I was reading Eric Erickson, and, you know, he's on the weekends here, and he has a syndicated show and stuff, but he's laying it on kind of heavy.
Really?
He says lame duck status begins to kick in today. He said it was a bad night for the GOP. Trump voters vote for Trump. Democrats have become so radicalized against Trump, there's no local politics anymore. Everything is defined by the R or D next to one's name. And in off-year elections, etc., that is very bad for the incumbent party. And then he goes on and he says Republicans will be pressured today to cut a deal with Democrats over reopening the government. No deal is actually necessary because Democrats can legitimately gloat about their wins last night, say the nation is with them, and build momentum towards the midterms. Well, they may feel that way, but at the end of the day, we have to remember these were blue areas anyway.
Exactly.
You know, Virginia putting in Governor Youngkin, that was like an anomaly.
And close.
Yes.
So,
you know, that's much more of a purple-blue state anyway. So you have to keep it into perspective. And as he goes on and says, we're totally in sync with the Mom Donnie thing.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, with Mom Donnie winning in New York and Democrats winning as they did, they're not going to learn a whole lot from last year's loss and assume that was an anomaly. That will at least help the GOP a bit. And he said, don't attack Curtis Sliwa for staying in the race. Mom Donnie beat Cuomo in the Democratic primary, just like I said, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. But Cuomo's ego convinced him that he needed to run as an independent. And here's why I'm sharing his words with you, Eric Erickson.
Yeah.
His unofficial motto was basically, I may have killed your grandmother and sexually harassed your granddaughter, but I'm not Mom Donnie, and Sliwa should get the blank out. Cuomo could have made a case to Sliwa's voters. Instead, as he always does, he tried to bully Sliwa out of the race. Mom Donnie beating the man who killed New York's grandmothers was obvious.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But he is really making it seem like, you know, Trump's going to be a lame duck and the headwinds against the GOP are going to be, you know, too much. And I disagree with that. I think that this will be a call to action in the midterms. I think. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Hopefully. Yep.
But again, I thought some of these elections were going to be a little bit closer. And speaking of closer to home, you know, and this was not supposed to be a partisan thing, but I think it very much did turn into that, whether it was intended or not. But that referendum passed overwhelmingly. About 75% of the folks that voted yes on the referendum. Now, that would bring the people in control of GRU back under the city commission. And if you know anything about history, the last 20 years or so, the city commission has failed miserably in running GRU. They ran GRU straight into the flipping ground and then some. Okay, mm-hmm. That what they did was idiotic and atrocious and to me malfeasance and all kinds of other things. But the voters spoke. We want high rates.
Yeah,
we want high rate. We want to go back to the highest rates in the state of Florida. We mm-hmm. want that. We're voting for that. The people have lost their flipping minds.
So those people that, you know, the governor put in place that, one, gives the county customers representation, the ones that have lowered the rate for electric, the ones that have done some nice long-term contracts to make sure that long-term we're actually getting better deals. Natural gas is some of the cheapest. Oh, we don't want all those things. No.
I mean, this was a very simple issue, and it was only one issue.
Yeah.
But only 20%, maybe not even 19% of the registered voters showed up. And nothing could be more directly impacting your purse or wallet mm-hmm. as this particular issue here locally.
Yeah, it's like one guy running for an office.
And people literally voted for higher power rates. Wow. Congresswoman Kat Kamick up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.